The governor's office says Doyle will heed the advice of his pardon advisory board, which earlier this month voted unanimously against pardoning Mary Leggett. Leggett was sentenced to life in prison 12 years ago after prosecutors say she gave birth to a baby girl at home, placed the child in a box, and then left her in a dumpster to die. Leggett claimed her child was the product of a rape, which she says put her in a disturbed mental state. Leggett's supporters used new medical evidence on postpartum depression to argue that she did not know what she was doing at the time. Members of the governor's pardon advisory board heard that claim out when they visited Leggett personally in prison. But ultimately, they weren't convinced. Before voting against her pardon, board member Daniel O'Brien said repeatedly that Leggett had not accepted responsibility for her actions. Several board members said that there was simply not enough evidence to overturn a jury's decision. Doyle's decision means that it will now be up to a parole board whether or not Leggett gets released early from prison. Leggett's attorney could not be reached for comment. One of her former attorneys, State Representative Gary Sherman, would only call the entire situation sad. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.